The Cope Marsh Dinosaur Wars. In American paleontology, two of the earliest founders of dinosaur hunting, if you will, is Othniel Marsh and a gentleman named Nelson Drinker Cope. And these two men, initially colleagues, friends for a while, and then bitter enemies, have produced some incredible finds of fossils. Othniel Marsh was born in 1831. He attended Yale University, was a professor there. He's a relative of had a wealthy uncle named George Peabody, who of course donated the money for the Peabody Natural History Museum, which he was in charge of and was responsible for the paleontological display there. Cope, Nelson Drinker Cope, Drinker, by the way, was his mother's maiden name, was born in 1840, came from a wealthy Pennsylvania Quaker family. He got into the paleontological business by going into zoology initially. He wrote a zoological paper at the age of 19. In 1863, he then traveled to various museums in Europe, which fascinated him particularly from a dinosaur standpoint, and in 1865 began studying dinosaurs. Marsh was a skilled researcher and excellent at putting his finds together. And Cope was also a skilled researcher. The problem is Cope tended to jump to conclusions quicker. Marsh was much more conservative. And this is one of the things that will hurt Cope later on. During the 1860s, the two gentlemen worked together, but that all ended in 1870 over an incident. Cope had put together an elasmosaur, which is a 40-foot-long sea monster, and Marsh noted that Cope had made a mistake and had actually put the head of the beast where its tip of its tail was, which was extremely embarrassing. And Marsh never let Cope live it down. And then, of course, you start having the construction of the Transcontinental Railroad, and as those rail lines are going through the West, they're digging up all kinds of fossils. As a matter of fact, if you go out to Cuomo Bluff in Wyoming, the building that is now a museum was originally a building used by the railroad companies to house workers and other equipment. The building's entirely made out of dinosaur bones that were masonry together. Huge quarry next to that area. And so both Marsh and Cope go out into the West. Marsh, of course, has a lot more money, has a much more heavily financed expedition. He sent out teams of people, and frequently what he would do is just stay in a central area, and the finds would then be shipped back to him by rail, and then he would put them together and give them names. Cope was a little bit more hands-on throughout the entire time period. Between the two of them, they found and named more than 100 dinosaurs, again, filling up museums all over America. There are some noted combats between the two sides, a little bone jumping, if you will, between the two groups. But the height of this dinosaur fossil fever, as it's sometimes called, or the dinosaur wars, is what happened in 1877. 1877, a very large set of bones had been found, and Marsh put them together and called it the apatosaur. And then 2 years later, another large set of bones was sent to him in better condition, but it was complete with one exception. It didn't have a head. and he believed this was a completely new species, and so he went looking through his boxes of heads that didn't have bodies, picked one out that he thought was the proper one, put it on the skeleton, and proclaimed it to be the Brontosaurus. Years later, Cope and other people found complete Brontosaurus with its head, and they said Marsh had the wrong one. Well, because Cope had been picked on by Marsh for the incident, everybody claimed that Cope was just trying to get even, and it really wasn't true. If you go to the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., in their fossil display where they have their Brontosaur, they have a display with both heads. They have a head that Marsh believed was the one that was supposed to go there, and then they have a head that's the actual correct one. The Brontosaur and the Apatosaur are exactly the same thing. And so, technically speaking, what we call Brontosaur is not correct. It is an Apatosaurus, and this wasn't completely straightened out until in the 70s when a researcher was going through the collections and all the documents and came to the conclusion that Marsh had just made a mistake. And it's during that time that all of the Brontosaurs throughout the world began having their heads removed and replaced with the correct one, with the head at the Yale University being one of the last to be removed. It was a very fascinating time period in this 1870s and 80s in finding all of these bones. Some works that you can find some more information. One of them is called The Fossil Feud, which is the Bone Wars of the Cope Marsh Era. That's by Holmes. The Gilded Dinosaur, The Fossil War Between Cope and Marsh, and The Rise of American Science. That's actually all one title. That's by Jaffe. There's been articles in as strange magazines as the American West magazines. There have been some in the Smithsonian. So there is quite a bit of material here about Cope and Marsh. And if you study early paleontology, it has changed so much with the work of Dr. Robert Bakker and other people. So I hope you'll look more into that. There's some fascinating stuff. And if you're ever out in the West, Cuomo Bluff really is way out of the way. But Dinosaur National Monument is spectacular. There are a lot of places. There's a place in Texas, which is actually a state museum, that has dinosaur footprints in the stream and other areas. So when you go out west, look for some dinosaurs. Thank you.